You know, like, that's why I say, like, it's deeper than just going to the gym, bro.
Facts.
Facts. I'm going to say that on and on. It's deeper than just going to the gym, bro. I ain't even going to lie to you. It's way deeper than that. And I figured out it was deeper than that because, bro, I used to be an athlete, bro, but I was always big, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to work out. I used to do all that, bro, but I just couldn't lose weight until I tapped into that. There's three aspects of life: mind, body, and soul. You feel what I'm saying? Tap into all three, and like it changed it. It didn't make it. It was more about wanting to better myself overall instead of just wanting to look good for the wrong reasons. You feel what I'm saying? So when you find out what it is you want to do, how you want to look, it's like, all right, I'm working towards something bigger than just trying to have a six pack or trying to have big arms. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Nah, it's deeper than that. For sure. Definitely is.
Now, I wonder if fitness is going to become, not even just fitness, but like incorporating the spiritual aspect to fitness, if that's going to become like, people will consider that their religion one day.
Yeah.
Like, see, I hear people joking about it, like they, it'd be like some bodybuilder memes talking about some, oh, working out is my religion. But it's really embracing that spiritual part of it will enhance your life. And like, yeah, you're saying, like, it's more than just lifting the weights, it's more than just going to the gym. It's more than that. It's, exactly. It's a whole holistic experience.
And I'm gonna keep saying this, bro. Tapped in, bro. It's like
man, let them know what that means, bro.
Man, tapped in means it's like, okay, like, people like to just go to the gym. First of all, one thing that rubs me wrong a lot of times is when somebody in the way trying to take videos in the mirror and all of this. Like, man, I get it. You feel what I'm saying? But it's a time and place. Go to the locker room. Go somewhere else for it. You just trying to, you know, be seen. But, like, tapped in, what that mean to me is, like, tapped in mentally, spiritually, and physically. You feel what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, you got three aspects of your life: your mind, your body, and your soul. And all three of those are supposed to be tied together. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You gotta have all three of those attached in order to get those gains and lock in on those gains and take the good with the bad. Because if you off in any one of those aspects, you ain't gonna handle the good and the bad, you know,
right,
the right way. You feel what I'm saying? So tapped in is being focused mentally, physically, and spiritually, bro. That's what being tapped in is.
That's the real tapped in, man. Y'all,
yeah, for sure.
Y'all use it so loosely. It's my, oh yeah, man, tap in, get tapped in. But you gotta feel it. You gotta understand. Once you understand the feeling of being tapped in, you really know.
Yeah.
Because then it'll change your life.
Yeah.
For sure. Don't start this up, man. I'm definitely putting that in there.
Yeah, we can do that. We good with that.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the channel. It's your man, Jamil Muhammad. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again to another video. Today we have a very, very, very special guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Ahmad Rucker, from the south side of Chicago. Yeah, man. It's been a long journey for me, bro. I was graduated college in 2018 from the University of St. Francis, played college football 4 years, yep. Won 2 national championships, was blessed to be a part of something like that. Man. Yeah. That's what started, man. That's me.
So you got a pretty good athletic background.
Yeah.
From when you were young.
Yeah, played.
Can you tell them what that was like?
Man, I played football in high school through a shot put. I was an all-state offensive lineman, all-conference. I was pretty cool, pretty good, you know, pretty cool athlete all my life. I played basketball, baseball. I ain't playing high school. Played basketball all my life, though, up until high school. Yeah, I tried to do what I can do here and there. Yeah. I've been an athlete all my life, man. Been busy all my life, man. This is what helped the journey I got now, man. Just just I was always busy, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Never was really sent down. My old man, my mama always kept me in something, man. Football, basketball, like I said, baseball, man. I moved around, you know. I never set out for real. So after football was over for me in college, you know, it was, I got to kind of let myself go. And it was like, man, I wasn't used to that. You know what I'm saying? I was always used to being busy, moving around. So that's made it a little bit better for me in the gym. You know, getting back into it, working out, that's what woke that up. That's what brought that out of me. Remembering like, man, this ain't you, man, sitting around all day doing nothing. This ain't never been you. So I had to do it. That's how, yeah, I had to get in there that way, man. I had to make that change.
Most definitely. I'm glad you touched on that, because that decision making is what will mold your life and grant you more success with whatever it is that you're doing. So as simple as that is, we've been taught that since we were shorties, like make good decisions. But we don't realize that after a series of decisions, we can have a certain reality.
Right.
Whether it's a good reality or bad or mediocre reality, those series of decisions really mold and help us to understand who we are and what we're capable of. Exactly. Like a lot of people are like, oh man, I know I could be doing more. That's because you're realizing who you are.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. You know you're not supposed to be mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
Yeah, but you know, your growth comes from uncomfortable situations, man.
Facts.
Like you gotta put yourself in that uncomfortable situation in order to make, you know, get those gains, man. Like I had a buddy tell me one time, man, he had told me like, man, bro, I am, because he had told me like, man, I'm where I am now because he's always put himself in uncomfortable situations. You know, that's one of my best friends, man. He in a good situation right now. And one thing I always knew about him, he was always even keeled. You know what I'm saying? Like, he never got too high, never got too low about nothing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, good situations, you never seen him beating on his chest. And when things got down, you never seen his head down. You know what I'm saying? Like that's taking that good with that bad. You feel what I'm saying? That's what it is. So you putting yourself in them uncomfortable situations, it's like, you gotta take it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not giving up. I gotta take this. You know what I'm saying? This is part of it. You know what I'm saying? And once you learn your history, bro, and once you learn where we come from, bro, we ain't going through nothing for real. So all of this is just like, man, my ancestors went through more. You feel what I'm saying? So this ain't nothing. Yep. This ain't nothing. So,
man, you know what's crazy? A few years ago, when I was living in Atlanta, because I was during undergrad, and I was a barista, bro. I was working at Starbucks, and then on my break, I was reading this book, and then this old, well, I won't say old person, but this elderly person came and they was speaking to me. They was like, "Why are you reading on your break? X, Y, and Z." You want me? But I'm just like, man, I got to make up for all the reading my ancestors couldn't do. So if you understand your history, bro, you really, it's on you, especially in this time. I'm not saying there's no barriers, but ain't no real major barriers stop blocking us from being successful.
Man.
Ain't nothing stopping us from being
nothing,
unity.
Bro.
I mean, using unity
right
for our benefit other than ourselves.
Nothing, bro. You feel me? Nothing. Whatever you want, bro, it's just you got to put yourself there mentally. You got to see it. And when you see it, bro, ain't no doubt in it. You feel what I'm saying? You got to go. Like, the moment that doubt creeps, that's when it might take that left turn. Yep. You feel what I'm saying? So you just got to believe it, see it, lock in with it, and know I'm going to get there. Ain't no, I might get there, or it might not happen.
Or what if?
Like, no, bro. Ain't no other option. Facts. Ain't no other option. And that's tapped in.
It's that one saying, they say, once you get to they give an analogy. They say, imagine you sailing to an island. They say, burn your boats.
Mm-hmm.
So put yourself in a position where you can't turn back. You got to keep moving forward.
You got to keep moving forward, right.
Facts.
Right. You can't go back. Yep.
Man, that shows that some tools are useful to get you up into a certain point.
Huh.
I think it was one book my dad was telling me about, Tommaso. You see the Buddha on the road, kill him. And it's because the Buddha was saying, the teachings that I'm giving you, you use those up until a certain point.
Right.
But then you got to move forward. You got to move beyond those teachings.
Yeah.
So if you elevate it to this point, if you stay there, we already know complacency is, that can kill us too. Well, that's going to set us back as well. So we remain students. We constantly learn. We constantly elevate.
Exactly.
That's the way. And it's really crazy. It shows you your essence, which is infinite.
Right.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
The universe is infinite. So it's in your... We feel fulfilled when we continue to move, because the universe is continuing to move, continuing to grow.
Exactly.
If we grow, we feel fulfilled, because that's our nature.
Yeah.
Stagnation is not our nature.
Exactly. Exactly. And being spiritual is living through your experiences. You feel what I'm saying? It's not believing. It's not quite believing in something, or it's just... is living through experiences, bro. Mm-hmm. That's being spiritual. You feel what I'm saying? Like you're like you're moving forward through the things you've been through. You know, you're handling situations from experiences that you already lived and already experienced. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, man, it's like having good. I'm everywhere with it right now, but it's like having good energy at all times and like. That attracts that good energy. You feel what I'm saying? So, man, that's why I always say, like, man, who you surround yourself with, that's huge. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, being genuine, being the person you is, being happy, being joyful, you know what I'm saying? That attracts those same type of people. You feel what I'm saying? Those same type of people. And you know, you always do better when you with those that you're like. You know what I'm saying? When you ever been in school and you had a partner with somebody that's just completely different, like, you gonna get the project done, but that project gonna be like, man, like, all right, man, let me get this over with. Let me do what I gotta do. Let's go ahead and get this project through. But when you got when you was with your friend or your buddy, it's like the project is fun.
Yep.
It's like I'm like, everything I'm doing is fun with the project. Like, who don't nobody really like doing projects and you know, going in front of classes talking. But if you with somebody you cool with, all of that makes it easier. It's the same thing with being in the gym, bro. You feel what I'm saying? If you get locked in the gym with a buddy that you close with, like minded, you know, y'all both positive, y'all however y'all is, however y'all rocking. You feel what I'm saying? It's gonna make that workout easier. It's gonna make you want to go to mile with them, and you feel me? If y'all locked in like that, so that connection, you know, energy, positive energy, always attracting it, always demanding it from those that's next to you, man. It'll take you far. It'll get you there too. You feel what I'm saying? Always stand positive, man. Always clear head, positive, man. Through it all, roll it with the punches, good and the bad, taking it as they come.
And what's crazy is. As simple as that may seem, practicing that, like try practice being positive for 30 days as your challenge. Like, no matter what happens, no matter what circumstances, be optimistic and challenge yourself to think, what good can I think about in this situation, as bad as it might be? Man, I tried that for 30 days in August. I thought it was sweet. Like, cause I'm always thinking, like, oh man, I'm optimistic. I'm always, no, right. Man. It's like, it was a challenge for real.
Yeah.
I'm just like, but the more I do that, the more it's you build in a habit of thinking about things like,
right.
I could think about it this way. I could think about it that way. Let me pick the one that's going to keep my spirits up.
Right.
You know,
it's refreshing too, though.
Facts.
It's refreshing.
All right. For the first question, I want you to let the people know what mindset you take on before you hit a workout or before you pursue some sort of fitness.
Man, clear. Try to keep a clear head, man. Clear head, positive for sure. Like I said, speaking on what we saying, like, staying positive, because when you go work out, bro, you're gonna have bad days. Those happen. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you might go in there, she used to lifting this amount of weight, and it might not feel like that. You feel what I'm saying? But you gotta stay positive and know, like, man, it's good. It's good days in here, we're gonna have bad days in here. That's what's gonna make you come back tomorrow realizing that. You feel what I'm saying? Because if you used to pumping 315 on a bench 15 times and you get it come one day and you only can get it up 6 or 7, like, some people might be like, man, let that get discouraged them, and they might not even come back tomorrow. Like, no, you gotta understand, it's a yin and a yang to every aspect of life. It's a good and it's a bad. You feel what I'm saying? Now, that speaks on what I said earlier about my homie, like, man, being even killed. You feel what I'm saying? Being able to take that good with that bad. You feel what I'm saying? And being able to keep continue to move forward and wanting to move forward after the bad. You feel what I'm saying? Because some people, like I said, handle the bad and don't even want to do it no more.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying? So, like, being able to handle that good and that bad and being wanting to continue to move on after you didn't experience the bad, that's the growth right there. Like, man, like, I done had a bad day, and tomorrow I'm more motivated tomorrow than I was yesterday. Right. Like, that's growth. Like, all right, like, you see, you handled that bad good, man. You back here tomorrow still trying to get better. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what I like to see, stuff like that. So, like just staying positive, bro. Clear. You feel me? And trying to focus on what I came here to do. Because people come in the gym and it's girls in the gym. All that, they trying to flex for the girls. Yeah. They trying to look. They trying to do this and do that, which is cool. If that's what you want, that's what you want. Get out my way. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, that's what you want. Like, catch her outside, bro, after the gym or something. Like, bro, when you come in here, bro, it's like you gotta lock in. So I try to just stay clear, positive, and man, focused. Focus for sure on what it is I'm trying to get done that particular day, man. I gotta stay focused, though. Yeah, that's what it is.
So what are some ways you stay focused? Like, what are some of your practices?
Like, man, my old man turned me on to, like, meditating a little bit. You feel me? So I kind of just try to, you know, put myself off to myself, kind of like just let the universe take over. You feel what I'm saying? Let it be. Like it's okay to not take it, it's almost like, man, the universe can I'll be good without me for a couple moments. You know what I'm saying? Like, just take myself away from everything and just focus on me. You feel what I'm saying? That's when you start to see what you want out of the gym and what it is, how you want to look and your purpose of going to the gym. You feel me? All that comes to you, bro. So I try to just, man, get by myself and just let the universe take over. You know what I'm saying? And then, hey, I'm just chilling, man. Play some good music. You know what I'm saying? Play something that, cause, man, music is a vibration, bro.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? That vibration send it through your body. You might, you know, certain genres of music or certain people. You feel me? That, because me personally, Dave East, bro. I'm a big Dave East fan, man.
You from Chicago?
Nah, he from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I'm a big Dave East fan. Like it's like he put me in a vibe where it's like I feel like I'm everything gonna be okay. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like you rather listen to him and be like, all right, whatever is going on in my life, it's gonna be okay. Like, hey, it is what it is. You know, I'm gonna make it. You feel what I'm saying? That's the vibe he give me, cause like he got a calm, collective like delivery. Like, he just be on the beat like that. So like him, I listen to him a lot in the gym. You feel me? Because he eased me. He put me at ease. I ain't thinking too much. I ain't overthinking it. I'm not feeling like rushed or anything. It's just like, man, take your time. Get in here. Do what you got to do. However long it take, get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, I'm going to need you to put me on with Dave East.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I heard the name before. I ain't checked out his music.
Yeah, he from New York, man. Yeah, them New York rappers going crazy right now, for sure.
Yeah. Gonna get on to the second question. Very inspirational, I would say, and I'm pretty sure y'all would agree. But he said that Brother Mod said he lost 90 pounds in 1 year. Talk about crazy transformation. Crazy, 90 pounds in 1 year. Yeah. Man, let me do the math.
He talking about something. Let me do the math.
That's 7.5 pounds a month. That means he been going crazy. So that means your focus, your determination. Man, just, I'm going to let you do the talking, man. Let them know how that happened. Like, what was going on in your life?
Man, A lot, bro. A lot. It's deep. Man, Like I said, I had graduated college, man. But football was over with, you know what I'm saying? I was working a job, just living. You feel what I'm saying? So like, wasn't working out, you know, just enjoying being able to just go to school and just chill. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't did that since I was, I don't know when. I've been playing sports all my life, man. I ain't never been able to do that. And man, what turned me on to that transformation, man, was like I moved back home and I ended up getting laid off, bro, for my job. Got laid off for my job, and like I said, I had like at this time I was still, you know, over big or whatever. And like I had to sit myself down. I had to ask myself, like, man, look at myself in the mirror, because I had a lot of stuff going on in my life at that time. And I had to ask myself, like, man, what is it? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is everything seeming like it's against you at this moment? Like I said, I had a couple of stuff going on, and I just was like, man, I had to tap into my soul, because that's one thing that changed the journey, bro, is when I was actually able to tap into my soul. You feel what I'm saying? I wasn't really tapped into my soul. I was just out here working out, trying to work out. Like when I, even when I was in the gym, bro, like, I didn't see the gains I seen now until I tapped into all three aspects of my life. You feel what I'm saying? Like I said, I always been an athlete, always worked out, but I never was able, losing weight was always hard for me. You feel what I'm saying? Like I tried it multiple times, got discouraged, didn't, it was just like, man, it was just tough for me. You feel what I'm saying? So I had to tap into my soul, man, and I would start to read. I start to meditate a little bit. I start to do all that type of stuff and kind of figure out, like, find out who I am and my purpose for real. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and it came to me like, man, you're, I'm put here to like, a lot of people like, I don't know how to explain it, but like, I found my purpose of what it is I want to do, and man, that's it's deep, bro. It's deep. So like, I know I'm everywhere with it, bro.
Nah, you good, bro.
I know I'm everywhere with it. Okay, you asked me, you know, what started my transformation, like what turned me up from it, man. And it was just being able to realize that. I was stubborn, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I thought I had everything figured out. I thought I knew everything, was hard-headed. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, I had to put all that pride to the side, bro, and be more of a listener and be able of a learner instead of always running off at the mouth, yep, acting like I know everything. So, when I tapped into myself and it was like, man, you gotta face the reality. Like, bro, you don't know everything. Like, I rubbed a lot of people wrong. I lost relationships with people and everything because I was a stubborn person. You feel what I'm saying? Because of the person I was. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, I had to, man, like, bro, you got to grow, bro. Like, ain't nobody finna just deal with you feeling like you just Mr. Know-It-All and just, oh, my way or the highway. Like, yep. I had to grow into being a listener and being a learner, bro. So once I was able to do that, I was able to not be, I wouldn't say I was arrogant. I wasn't never big headed. It was just, like I said, I felt like I knew it all. And when I was able to humble myself, I was able to come to the realization, like, bro, you still need some work to do. You feel what I'm saying? And you got a long way to go. Long way to go. And when I was able to humble myself and come to that realization, when I tapped into my soul, like, bro, you just chill out, relax, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like I said, you got more to do, bro. You got ways to go. You feel what I'm saying? Don't just think you know it all and think you got it figured out, because you do not got it figured out. You don't. You feel what I'm saying? When I was able to realize that, it was like easier for me. Like, all right, man, I just gotta, you know, everything, every everything I'm experiencing is the lesson now, instead of just, I'm trying to learn from this. I'm trying to learn from everything I go through. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to see. I'm trying to understand why I feel this way, or why am I going through this. That's being conscious and being locked into yourself. When you feel a certain way, instead of you just going through the day feeling that way, you got to ask yourself, why do I feel this way? Or, you feel me? And I had to ask myself, like, bro, why is everything going this way in your life? You know, that's why I had to look in the mirror and ask myself, like, bro, why is everything tumbling down on you right now? And I had to say, like, bro, because you hard-headed, bro. You think you know it all. People don't want to deal with you, bro. People don't want to deal with that, bro. So I had to, man, take myself away from everything, man. I got off social media. I was off social media from the first of this year. I ain't get back on social media till August 6th, my birthday. I was off social media from January all the way to August, bro. 8 months. I was away from it. Took myself away from it. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to learn myself. It was almost like I was 1 year old, bro. I had to relearn myself all over again. Like I was a baby. Yeah. Like I had to learn how to walk. My mama had to put me down and say, hey, figure this out. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, man. And when I figured it out, it was like, it was a relief. You feel what I'm saying? And I still don't got it figured out, but I have an identity, bro. Mm-hmm. I know where I want to go. I know where this is going to take me. I'm locked into that, and I don't have no doubt that I'm going to get there. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? So, man, it's deeper than just going to the gym, man. I'm going to keep saying that, too.
Facts,
walking
man.
In the gym trying to work out is deeper than that, bro.
Man,
it's
you deeper. Can tell them that over and over.
it's deeper.
It's deeper than that, for sure.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if you had shared your journey, weight loss journey, your fitness journey, your gains journey, if you shared that with anybody as of recent, or is it more low-key?
Man, I wouldn't quite say, like, I got back on social media and, you know, start to promote it more on social media. I wasn't really just talking about it. But, man, I had an accountability group, man. Me and my friend's buddy had made a group, man.
That's what's up, bro.
Tapped into each other every time they worked out. That's that group right there, man. Big gains, my buddy, man. My buddy got a little fitness thing. He got a little fitness, you know, trend. He's starting. He got his little, you know, he's finna become a trainer. It's big gains, man. And, man, that group, that accountability group, man, like, it's days I was getting up, man. It's 6, 7 in the morning. You know, I get up or whatever. I've been getting up pretty early. I look at my phone. It's like 3, 4, 5 people that snapped me. They done got their workout in already. I'm, man, it's 6, 7 in the morning. All right, let me get up. You know what I'm saying? So I had to get up. I had to get up out of bed, keep it. Man, that happened a lot, bro. It was a couple times where it was rough on me, bro. It was rough on me. But, like, that accountability group kept me pushing. And, like, I ain't just share my story. A lot of people just, you know, noticed it. Just came to it. I, you know, more of attract them in my energy. Like, I just, people just noticed it. Like, man, dude, man, you know, he came a long way. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, I ain't gonna say I shared it. Nah, I ain't really shared with too many people. But at the same time, I didn't keep it low-key because I was on social media, you know, talking about my workouts, you know. I mean, posting my workouts and stuff. So, people seeing the growth. But, like, that accountability group, we was tapped in together. Like, yeah, I shared. We shared our growth within each other. You know what I'm saying? But as a overall, like, a lot of people, now I ain't share with a lot of people. It's just, you know, people just kind of noticed it, man. Talked, you know, came to me trying to talk about it, talk mm-hmm. about my growth and stuff. And it was like, man, I was kind of, that kind of motivated me too, to see that people see my growth and notice that, like, man, dude growing, you know, dude getting better. So that kind of kept me going too, for sure.
Man, if that kind of, it just reminded me of when I had like a little mini group like that in high school.
Yeah.
So for the football team, like, you got me and a couple of other guys, we captains senior year. So we would have to work to get the younger guys in the gym.
Right.
But it felt so much better having so many people in there on the same page, bro. And that goes to beyond the gym. And that could go into the classroom, like undergrad. We used to have study groups. Man, I can't tell you that I would experience the same thing I experienced in another place, because really what it is you got a bunch of brothers on the same page, and y'all all coming for a common goal, which is to improve yourself.
Yeah.
And what I really appreciate is, you heard of Think and Grow Rich?
Yeah.
By Napoleon Hill, man.
Yep.
He talked about the concept, the mastermind, where you got a group of like-minded individuals coming for a common goal.
Yeah.
You could get so much more done,
bro.
And everybody want to do this individualistic, make everything about themselves. And it's like, man, if y'all work together, you synergize, you get so much more done. That's how the richest people in the world are families.
Yeah.
That's how they run it.
Mm-hmm.
We're together.
Yeah. Man, like I tell people all the time, bro. Man, two people are always better than one, bro. You feel me? Yeah. And one thing, one thing that kept me locked in with an accountability group is we made challenges through the month. Like, we have to do a challenge, like, man, run 60 miles this month. Mm. Last month, we had this thing called Squattober, man. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Monday through Friday is squats, some type of squat workout, bro. 5 days a week, Squattober. You hear me? Like, it's days that you already know, working out legs every day, that's a killer. But that accountability group, somebody in that group felt good today. Somebody in that group motivated the rest of the group. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like it kept us going because it was days I didn't feel good, but like it was like it's like 8-9 people in the group. One of those dudes today ain't they. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Today they gonna be the motivator. And that's how it kept all of us going throughout it all, bro. Somebody was able to uplift, pick up everybody else. Like, let's get it today, you know. I know it's rough on you. I know you don't want to do it. Man, it was rough on me too, but I got it done. I feel good about it. So like keeping everybody accountable. So like that group, bro, that group, they don't even know. Like, I tell them all the time, like, bro, y'all don't even know, man. Like, y'all really, really got me up to better myself. You feel what I'm saying? Like we kept each other focused, locked in, you know what I'm saying? Getting those games, pushing those games. Like, every Friday, it's Flex Something Friday. You know, they in the group chat flexing, doing all of this. I'm like, all right, we working. And, like, you know, everybody like to feel like, you know, they getting something done. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody like that feeling. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, like, man, we seeing transformations. We seeing the growth in each other. And we like, man. You know, I feel, like my homie might send a picture and I see his growth. I might not even got no growth, but I know I had something to do with that, man. We pushed each other. So I got a gain out of that, man. I got a gain out of seeing my brother get better. You feel what I'm saying?
Man, that's bro, key, bro. I got to highlight that.
Come on, man. Like, that's what it is. So like, bro, that's what kept me going. Like, even on the days I ain't getting no gains, but I see my homie got it. And I'm like, all right, I know we getting there. You feel what I'm saying? I gotta keep going though. I gotta keep going.
This make me want to get in the gym right now, bro. Man, like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. As soon as we cut this,
it's energy, bro. That's what it's like, bro. That's what's happening. You feeling it? You feeling it, bro? You feeling it?
Man, if y'all not inspired by his journey, his mindset, y'all not awake right now. Y'all must be sleeping somewhere. So,
yeah,
I know this is gonna really inspire a lot of people. Especially that number, bro. Everybody want to, I ain't getting into the numbers. You need to get into them numbers.
Yeah.
90 pounds in 1 year. 90.
Yeah.
Accountability group. That means his environmental health is on point.
Bro.
So.
On point. You hear me? And one thing about you speak on a number, like, that was a huge transformation. It was. But I don't like to really focus on that number because, like, that number get people discouraged. Like, when they hop on that scale and always want to lose weight, sometimes your growth don't come by that number, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Just because that number ain't going down or going in the direction you want to go in, that don't quite mean you ain't getting growth, bro.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So that 90 pounds was big. That was big. And that's another thing I felt along the way. I felt, you know, kept getting on the scale and I was getting kind of lost because sometimes the scale wasn't what I figured it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? But like, once I got that out of my head, like, man, just work out. Don't worry about that scale. It became easier. And that 90 became a lot easier. That's when it came. You know what I'm saying? When I was able to get off that scale and just get this money.
Man,
that's when I looked up and one day I did hop on that scale and I'm like, oh, I ain't seen this number since I was in the seventh grade. That's facts. I've been big my whole life, man.
Let me. I'm gonna say this though. Not necessarily like when you starting out, not focusing on the number exactly, unless you want to keep that end goal in mind. Mm-hmm. But when you work on each step and focus on each step, and then you get them numbers, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey, you got bragging rights now.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can follow, you can tell people that, because there's some people here that's going, really, I guarantee you, bro.
Yeah.
I don't have no crazy journey like that, bro.
Through my
That's different bragging rights.
Man, through my experiences, though, why I try to humble myself, because like I said, man, in the past, I didn't had experiences where I felt like I was the, felt like I knew it all. So I just try to humble myself with it. Like, man, yeah, 90 pounds. And then, like, I'm still going. I'm locked in every day, for real. I work out, like, 5-6 days a week. That's a fact. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, that 90, I'm still locked in. I'm still wanting to go deeper. You feel me? So that's why I don't try to focus on that 90 and get too complacent. I don't try to get complacent. It's like, it's 90. Yeah, that was good. But, like I said, I can get better. You feel what I'm saying? Even keel, trying to become even keel. Don't get too high on that 90. You feel what I'm saying? Like I kind of like Lil Baby said in the song, like, I ain't the GOAT. I let people say that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yes. I ain't gonna say I lost 90 pounds. Like, I ain't gonna walk around 90. It's like, the people that know me and know my growth will notice it. You feel what I'm saying? And that's all that matters to me, man. That's all that matters to me is, man, I'm happy. I'm happy who I am. I'm happy in who I became. And, man, I'm still going.
Facts, man. All right, man. So before we get up out of here, you want to share any last piece of advice or tips for the people listening?
Man, only advice I give, man, is to learn yourself, learn who you are, man. And this is not even on no physical, on no workout type of tip, man. Tap into yourself, man. Learn who you are. You feel what I'm saying? You got to realize, man, once you learn who you are, learn your purpose and learn our purpose here, man. This universe is infinite. You feel what I'm saying? Like we said earlier, man, you ever look in the sky and wonder when does it end? You feel what I'm saying? Like, these little issues we go through every day, the little stuff we worry about, you know, it's small things. You feel what I'm saying? We let those things take complete control of our actions. Like, we might hold back on something because that might have happened or anything. It's like, you just gotta hey, you just gotta go, man. You gotta roll with it, man. It happens, man. Those issues is not a big deal, man. There's a book that I read, man. My pops put me on. It's called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it's all small stuff. And then, like I said, it talks about, bro, the issues we turn into breakups. All type of things like finance problems. Like, I know it may seem big, but like, bro, like I don't stress over nothing. I try to. That's one thing I pride myself on. Like whatever. Like say if a bill due tomorrow and I ain't got the money, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I ain't finna sit here and just be in misery. I ain't gonna get none out of that either. You feel what I'm saying? Like just. Man, it is what it is. It's gonna work itself out, man. You feel what I'm saying? It's just gonna work itself out. Be at ease at all time, man. Just chilling. You feel what I'm saying? It's gonna work itself out. Mm-hmm. It's gonna work itself out. Stay positive, man. It's gonna be a way. A way gonna come. You feel what I'm saying? That's how I try to be, man. I ain't trying to stress over nothing. Too young. I got too much I want to get out of this life. I got too much I want to do, man, to be sitting here stressing about the small stuff. You feel what I'm saying? Like, man, it's bigger issues that we gotta worry about than just the little issues we let control our life on a day-to-day basis. You like, people go through breakups and all type of stuff, and they call off work, can't make it, can't, like they in their room for a whole week, put up hurting. Like, you done missed out on a week's check on life, for real. Forget the check. You done missed out on 7-6 days of whatever was out there for you. You missed out on it because you stuck in that mindset of whatever you're going through. it ain't that big of a deal for real. And once you realize that, you're going to continue to grow. You're going to continue to go for it.
Yo.
Yin and yang, taking the good with the bad, man. Rolling with the punches, bro. Going with what comes. Even kill. Ain't nobody going to control me. I get mad when I want to get mad. I be cool. You feel me? I get out my body when I want to get out my body. Not because you said something to me. Not because you said something that offended me. You feel what I'm saying? I'm in complete control of my actions. Tap into yourself, man. Tap into yourself. Learn who you are.
Facts, man. Man, this man came on this podcast, this video podcast, just spitting facts for what, 40 minutes now, bro? Spitting facts for 40 minutes, man. I want y'all to let me know in the comment section or DM me which part of this podcast y'all like the most, because I know most definitely y'all like this episode for sure.
We locked in, man.
Locked in. Tapped in. Like,
all that.
Really understanding what that means, man. Thank y'all so much for tuning in.
Man.
Once again, we out here.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Peace. Most definitely, bro.
I like that.